Welcome to the Nerd Party.
Welcome to Missing Frames, the podcast where we watch movies we probably should have seen by this point in our lives. I'm Sean Eastridge. It's almost Halloween, so my wife and I are going a little nuts with the horror movies.
Just a little bit.
And it's perfect because there are still horror movies, great, great horror movies that you haven't seen, that I haven't seen.
Yeah.
And in this particular case, we've found a classic series where that applies to both of us.
Yes.
And we are going to be watching George A. Romero's Dead Trilogy. And again, I don't know if that's what it's called. I don't know if it's the Night of the Living Dead Trilogy. It's really a series, but these three movies are the ones that people are like, that's it. Like, this is the trilogy. This is the classic. So we're going to be watching those. Night of the Living Dead, Dawn of the Dead, and Day of the Dead. And Sarah, you've not seen any of them.
Nothing. Not snippets, like nothing. The only thing in my brain is I feel like I know what the movie poster looks like because it's kind of iconic.
What does it look like? Describe it to me.
Oh,
right
God,
now.
No. Right on the spot.
Describe.
So it's very like, I think it's black and white or it's sepia tone, something like that. And there are like people screaming and then like eating other people, maybe. And then it's just like Living Dead at the top. You're laughing. Is that nothing like it?
The iconic poster I thought you were going to describe was the cover of Dawn of the Dead, which I think is the most recognizable. It's like a face and it's like got weird like...
No, this is like people are like screaming and like biting into maybe like a leg or something.
I mean, you're describing the movie. Okay. I don't know if any one of the posters has
Yeah, so stop laughing at me, dude.
It was so funny. I thought you were going to describe the Dawn of the Dead poster and that was not it. But that's okay. This is what this whole thing is about. So you haven't seen any of them.
No.
I've never seen Day of the Dead, which I have been dying to watch.
And that's the...
Dying.
Day is the third?
Day is the third.
Okay.
One. And Day has a reputation for not being... Well, let's go back. Let's just go back to the first one. So I actually, you know, George A. Romero, I kind of got into later in my life. Like, I hadn't seen any of his movies.
Me too. College. Me too. Today, in fact.
Yes, today. So I hadn't seen his movies. I'd never seen Dawn of the Dead, Night of the Living Dead. It's funny because I went to film school and especially the first two seem very like you should watch these movies. They're classics of their genre. He basically invented zombies, what zombies are today. And they were made for low budgets, very like down and gritty old school filmmaking with like limited resources.
Did they make money
at
the time?
Tons of money.
Oh, wow.
Tons of money. Night of the Living Dead, it had a budget of $114,000. This is back in 67. It was released October 1st, 1968. So this is right around, this episode is being released. What is that? I'm going to do the math real quick. I want to see what anniversary this is.
It's almost 50.
It's almost 50 years.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, that's awesome. Now, that's what I want to know. Let's pretend it's the 50th anniversary. Let's pretend it's 50 years and we're watching this on its 50th anniversary. But Night of the Living Dead made $30 million.
Holy moly.
That little tiny budget. And it's funny because it's like, you know, George A. Romero and his crew, I don't think they ever made a movie before. Like
it, so he knocked it out of the park.
Yeah, I mean,
wow.
And it's super low budget, so low budget, but it is effective. Nobody knew what they were doing. And I know what really sucked about it was because of the deals they'd made with the people who financed the movie, who loaned them the money. They actually, I don't think anyone in this movie actually made any money off of it. It all went back to the
no.
people who funded it.
Well, yeah. Maybe they had better luck on the second and third.
I think they did.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say that for sure. But I remember bummer. Reading
yeah,
about
what about
that.
Royalties? Like at this point.
I think it all went
oh,
to
wow.
them. I don't know if I think they might finally be making money on it. Maybe there was... Some,
50 years
yeah,
later.
50 years later. But yeah, so it made a lot of money. Dawn of the Dead, which was... So this... The first one is 1968. Dawn of the Dead is 1978. And you have to keep in mind, these are not... The only thing that connects these movies is George A. Romero, the word dead, and the zombies. There's not...
Oh.
They're part of a series, but they're not direct
sequels. So we don't see any of like the regular characters again.
Right.
Okay.
As far as I'm aware, I don't think anyone that appears in the first one appears in the second one.
Well, 10 years is a pretty decent jump for a...
And so Dawn of the Dead, $1.5 million, made $55
Oh my gosh. Million.
Day of the Dead, which was released, I think, almost another 10 years later. That was 1985. Day of the Dead made $34 million on a $3.5 million budget. So it was...
So all success stories.
Yeah, they were all success, which is great. And he got to... He made a few movies in between. I know that they weren't necessarily as popular. There was Creepshow, which I think was... written by Stephen King.
I feel like I've heard of Creepshow.
Yeah, I don't know.
It sounds familiar.
The Crazies in 1973, so that was between Dawn of the Dead and Night of the Living Dead. I don't know. Someone tell me if any of these are beloved. I Creepshow and The Crazies are the ones that sound familiar to me. Martin I've heard of, but I don't think any of them have had the staying power of this movie. This movie is the one that people, or these movies are the ones that people talk about. So I have a funny story. Night of the Living Dead, I've seen twice, and I don't love it. I don't even know if I'd say I like it.
Oh no.
Yeah. It's, I mean, it is interesting.
Yeah.
It's great to watch because it's like, it's impressive. Like, my God, they made this movie. And,
yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know if it's modern horror movie standards, but this movie doesn't seem creepy to me. Well, that's not the right word. It's not overtly scary. It seems kind of goofy for the first half. The characters are very weak, so I'm kind of like, oh, I don't care. A whole chunk of the movie is like them in a house. Like, we've got to board up this house. And that's the movie. Like, it's like they're just boarding up the house. And it's like, okay, this is really boring. But the last 20 minutes or so are very effective. Like, very disturbing, very unsettling. I remember reading Roger Ebert's review about it. And he said, like, it's not so much a review as a description of the audience he saw it with, which is like a bunch of kids, if you can believe it. This movie is violent. Like, I mean, it's pretty brutal, especially for 1968. It's black and white, but like there's stuff of like zombies going to town on quote-unquote human flesh. And it's like, okay. Like back in the day, horror movies, I don't think they were terribly graphic. So it's like this movie was kind of a whole other level, and then it was also very dark. Like, I think the kids were expecting, like, you know, everything will be okay at the end, and that's not necessarily the case. So he said it was very disturbing to watch, like, kids kind of lose hope throughout the movie, and disturbing to think that parents just dropped their kids off.
And, you know, we've talked about this. It's amazing the amount of kids we see in, like, just movies.
Yeah,
like, we go to the theater, and you're just... I mean, even, like, not horror movies, but like Deadpool, for example. There were like 6-year-olds in Deadpool. And I was like, why would you, like, go get a sitter, dude? Like, I'm pretty like open minded, but like, don't scar your child.
It's true. So many a child was scarred by this movie. But it's funny because the zombies don't really look or act necessarily like you would expect zombies to. They're a little bit more intelligent.
There's
one zombie who like picks up a rock to break into a car, but it's not like he happened to have the rock on him. He turns around, recognizes the rock, picks it up, and starts like beating on the window.
There's like a self-awareness that you don't see in like The Walking Dead.
Like, they're not like falling apart. They're all just kind of like, and I don't know. I think they established in the first movie, like you have to shoot it in the head.
Okay.
They eat flesh, but I don't know if they established that. Oh no, they do. They do establish that you will come back to life as a zombie.
So do they touch on a mythology at all as to why? Or is it just established that?
You don't understand anything. I don't want to spoil the movie, but it's like you kind of take it as the characters are taking it. Like, what's happening? What's going on? So Night of the Living Dead, I feel like I enjoy it more and more each time I watch it. But I wouldn't put it top on my list. Now, Dawn of the Dead, that's another story. Dawn of the Dead, the first time I saw Dawn of the Dead, I was like, yes, I can't wait. It's going to be scary, and it's going to be creepy and zombies. And I watched it, and I thought it was one of the stupidest movies I'd ever seen.
Oh, no.
I was like 23. I just graduated from college. And I was like, this is so not scary. This is dumb. There's like, it's a little more slapsticky. It's got like a weird tone. Like, it's not like outright terrifying. But I think I was thrown off by it. I was like, this feels very silly to me, and I don't get it. I just didn't get it.
Yeah.
I watched it last year for the second time. I found this really cool DVD box set that, like, the ultimate edition that you can't find anywhere. Actually, I was inspired by Red Letter Media because they posted a review about the movie, and he had this really cool box set that they were like, if you can find this anywhere, pick it up.
Yeah, I remember when we found that at one of our favorite spots, McKay's, back in Manassas, good old Manassas, Virginia.
God, I miss McKay's. But I remember I found that, and I was like, I've got to get this. It was like $30, but yeah. I was like, you know, I don't remember loving this movie, but this is such a cool set, and I'd love to watch it again. And I did watch it again, and maybe it's because I had invested money in it this time.
You had to like it.
But no, I actually genuinely loved it, and I was That's just great. I think when I was younger, I wanted everything to like just kind of broadcast or advertise exactly what it was supposed to be. And as I get older, I find myself a little more attracted to things that, like, you know, Dawn of the Dead, a horror movie. I want it to be horror and terrifying and scary. I don't want it to be funny. But, you know, when I watch it now, I'm like, oh, I love that it's goofy and it's kind of tongue in cheek sometimes, and some ridiculous slapstick things are happening. That's now part of the charm of the movie for me. So I love Dawn of the Dead. And Dawn of the Dead is like, it's got all the staples of things you associate with zombies, you know, the walking around and like kind of just stupid, slow gore, like ridiculous, like, you know, it is the quintessential zombie experience.
Now, is this the first zombie movie to kind of come out and be a zombie movie?
Night of the Living Dead was, and
I meant like the whole, like, his universe. I mean, what was a zombie before this? Frankenstein?
Night of the Living Dead, Romero basically invented the zombie.
That's so cool, because like, obviously, like, we're in it. Like a zombie saturated.
I remember them talking about how they were like, oh, maybe it's aliens from outer space, like, that eat human flesh, but then they were kind of like, let's just have it be people who die and eat people. And it's like, that's what it became. And, you know, that's basically it. So I really love Dawn of the Dead. It's so much fun. I'm most excited to watch that. I'm lying a bit. I'm excited to watch Dawn of the Dead, but I'm really excited to watch Day of the Dead. The last movie in this trilogy. There are a couple. He actually came back and made Land of the Dead, which was more recent.
Wait, so how many movies are there? Six. Oh, okay.
Six that he directed or wrote. He wrote and directed all three of the trilogy. And then he came back years later in, I think, like 2004 or 5 to make Land of the Dead. And I think there was one or two more.
Oh, so there's like a very recent one.
Yeah, there's a more recent one that he made, which we could also watch that too. We own it.
If we have time, that could be fun to throw it in at the end.
So I don't hear it's as good.
Well, I do like to see when people come back after so many years, just how their style has changed. That might be kind of fun if we have time. Yeah, I don't know. Even if we hate it, it's like, hey, that's kind of neat to see. But can we talk about how cute of a man this guy is, the director?
And he just passed away in July.
I know, it's so timely. And like, I feel like we're losing a lot of the great horror directors in the last few years. But I didn't want to look up anything on this movie, so I just looked at the Wikipedia page of George and I scroll down, and his page, it's like he's a cute old man with these huge, like, horn-rimmed black glasses. And I'm just like, oh my god, this is the sweetest looking man.
You know, it's funny, he reminds me of another George Miller, the creator of Mad Max,
and
one of the greatest films of all time, Mad Max Fury Road. They remind me a lot of each other, because they both came not necessarily from film backgrounds, but this is like, I feel like you can't do this anymore. It's like from an era where people who weren't involved in film were just like, this still happens, but it feels like it happens more rarely nowadays, where it's like George Miller, I think, was a doctor and was just like, I'm just going to get some money together and make a movie. And he made Mad Max.
Oh my gosh.
George A. Romero, I don't know what he was doing beforehand. I don't know enough about him, but I think he was making short films, and he did commercials a little bit, but then he kind of transitioned into movies. And again, I watched the documentary for Night of the Living Dead to prep for this. And they talk about how, like, none of us knew what we were doing. Like, the film, the guy, you know, we all kind of, and they talk about it with such fondness, because it's like, they weren't in the studio system.
Yeah.
They were doing this on their own. They were having so much fun. They were just doing whatever they want. Everyone did every job. I think a couple of the stars in Night of the Living Dead produced it as well.
Yeah, wow.
It's just like, it was ridiculous. Or like, they did makeup or everyone did everything.
Well, it's probably a bonding experience. Yeah,
it was like very homespun, and it's just so cool. I love that, you know, cause one of my dreams is to be a filmmaker, to make movies, and, you know, it's tough to break into that industry. So whenever you have something like this, or Mad Max, or The Evil Dead, or The Blair Witch Project,
yeah,
a lot of these, it's funny how many of those are horror movies, because horror movies are so, can be so cheap but make
low
so
budget
much money.
And look at Get Out recently.
Yeah, Get
like
Out.
Like how much money that movie made.
Yeah, I mean, it's so much money. Like, these movies make so much money, but like,
time to write a horror movie, Sean.
I love that. And George A. Romero is such an unassuming, like, it seems like such a nice guy. Like,
yeah,
you want him to be your grandpa.
So your nerdy grandpa.
Spin stories about, yeah, like, back in the day when I invented zombie movies. but it's
you're
so
welcome,
great.
The Walking Dead.
Yeah. But no, I'm really excited to watch Day of the Dead, because I've never seen, that's the one I've never seen. So I can contribute a little bit to the missing frames concept. I've always wanted to watch it, and I finally found it at our local shop, The Book Nook, and they have tons of used DVDs, and I was,
yeah,
like, I've got to find this, and I did, which is great. Day of the Dead, when it came out, people did not like it that much because it's so dark and depressing. And
right up my alley.
Apparently, it's like so pessimistic, and like Dawn of the Dead, it's not like any of these movies are optimistic, but the first one is kind of straightforward horror movie. Dawn of the Dead is just epic zombie movie. Like, this is the one. They're in a shopping mall.
Okay.
Anytime you associate shopping malls with zombies, it's because of Dawn of the Dead. But so it's like a little bit more fun. It's a little bit more like, let's take out these zombies. And also,
wait, did I see the new one then?
Yeah, you've seen the new one. Dawn of the Dead, the Zack Snyder one, which I've never seen.
Yeah, I've seen. Oh, because that's in a shopping mall.
It's a remake of Dawn of the Dead.
Oh.
Weird how that happens.
Bridging
the
gap
in
my brain.
Yeah, so, yes,
I was like, wait a minute.
That's a remake of Dawn of the Dead.
That was bad.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Let's, you know. I would like to see it because.
Because Zack Snyder.
Yeah, because people say it's Zack Snyder's good movie. It's sad.
Well, I have news for you. Yeah. That's not setting the bar very high.
I do want to see it at some point. Let's throw it on the list.
Oh my god!
This,
right,
this
nine movies later,
list.
We'll
oh
be back.
God. But no, Day of the Dead. People were so taken aback by how sad and dark and depressing,
yeah,
it was, and that kind of makes me,
well,
excited.
It sounds like it's grounded in reality then, because if you, yeah, look at like zombies, it's not happy,
well,
fun
it's
time.
Like Dawn of the Dead is like the mall. It's like there's the whole like, oh, we're trapped in a mall. Let's go shop. You know, it's,
yeah,
like there's that fun element to it. Day of the Dead is like a little bit further into the zombie apocalypse. Everyone's hopeless, and they're like trapped in an underground bunker.
Ooh.
And everyone just hates each other.
Ooh.
So it's like very like the exact opposite.
I might be most excited for that one,
yeah,
truthfully, because that's like my speed. Give me all the dark sadness. I'm ready.
I know. So I'm really excited to watch that. And another cool thing about Night of the Living Dead, this just occurred to me, was it had a black lead, Dwayne Jones.
Oh, wow.
And this was at a time where that was not happening.
Did not see that.
1968.
Yeah.
It was innovative in that way, but what's cool about it is listening to them talk about it, and they,
yeah,
didn't even think about it. They were like, I think there was an element of like, yeah, let's cast a black guy because who cares? Like,
yeah,
that's so, it's so stupid that that would be a problem. So they just, it's great that.
Why would that be a conversation?
He's,
you know,
the lead of this movie, and what's so funny is Dwayne Jones, the actor who plays the guy, it's so sad. But it's so awesome that he got to be in this movie and that this got to, like, this was such a huge thing. But he talks about, like, there's a scene where he, like, punches a guy.
Yeah.
And the guy's, he punches his wife. And he, in between takes, he basically go over to Romero and he's like, look, I don't want to cause any problems. But, like, you realize I'm a black man punching a white man. Do you know what it's going to be like for me to have to see this movie in theaters with people?
Yeah,
like,
the social context,
like,
of that
people
time.
People see me on the street, like, what they're going to do to me. Like, you know, it's like.
Isn't that amazing that you don't even
don't
think
even
about
think
that?
About
no,
this stuff anymore.
You don't.
And it's
so
like
sad.
It's funny because Romero and his crew didn't really think about that either.
No.
They didn't think about it being culturally significant. They were just like, yeah, it's the hippie movement. We want to be cool and forward thinking.
Yeah,
but like it's like knowing that, I'm excited to go back and watch Night of the Living Dead and like just kind of watch it from that mindset because it was culturally significant. Not just for inventing zombies, but just for like that, like just,
yeah,
casting a black man in a lead role. So that's exciting. And then, man, I love Dawn of the Dead so much. And I'm just really excited to watch Day of the Dead.
I am too. And, you know, we love Halloween movies. Like, we go nuts around Halloween and we just watch so many horror movies.
Yeah,
and
we pull them all out and we put in. I wish people could see this because I don't think either of us, horror is not our go-to genre per
no.
se. Like, if I were to make, if I were to do a top 10, I don't think any of them would be horror movies, but I don't know. Some of my all-time favorite movies are horror movies, and I think we own more horror movies than any other genre.
You're correct. I think seasonally we just go a little nuts, so it's super fun.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, we're both excited.
Let's go eat some flesh.
Let's go eat some flesh. Oh, my God. All right. Ready. Let's do it. We're making it happen.
Now available to own on video cassette.
All right, we're back. We watched all three Night of the Living Dead movies. We didn't watch Land of the Dead. We talked about that a little bit, but we decided not to. We decided to just stick with the trilogy.
Capped it.
We capped it. So we're going to go through these one at a time, and we're going to focus on you, Sarah.
Oh, God.
We're going to focus on you for these first two, because you were the one who hadn't seen them before. No pressure whatsoever.
No pressure.
So we'll start with Night of the Living Dead, 1968. Pivotal moment in horror history. This movie comes out. What did you think? First zombie movie. How did it hold up? You liked it?
I liked it. I think it was, can I say it was my favorite of the three?
I guess. Spoiler alert. So, okay.
It's
your favorite of the three. Wow.
And I don't know if that's is that popular opinion?
Yeah. I mean, people love this movie. Yeah. I'm not one of the people who loves Night of the Living Dead. So that's interesting to me that you think this is, but I'm sure there are more people out there who would say that. I feel like Dawn of the Dead is the fan favorite. Like most people would pick Dawn of the Dead.
So I think for this one in particular, the appeal for me, the draw was, it was right at the inception of this happening. And I'm really fascinated by that kind of story where you're just thrust into this world where zombies are happening. It's at the very beginning. You don't know why. I think there was like a newscaster that was talking about.
No, you're thinking of the second one. The first one, literally, it's like there's a car driving. They go to their
the grave. Yeah.
And there's a very brief, I don't even think they say anything. It's like literally the radio. It just goes like, oh, we're bringing you the special announcement. And then the guy flicks off the radio. So it's like,
I thought there was like an emergency broadcast.
No, I don't think it is.
Am I crazy?
No, because I remember, you might be right, but for some reason I remember it as being like, you don't know what's happening, but the radio says something like, oh, we're now bringing you live this important news broadcast, but it's nothing out of the ordinary, and the guy flicks off the radio.
Okay, well, either way, my point is that I like not knowing what's going on, because you know, it's like it's just happening. You know, you have your opening scene where the brother and sister is going to like mourn the loss.
Right. They drive, what, 2 hours,
father,
they said?
Think,
yeah. It's like, we're going to visit our father's grave 2 hours away.
It's like a yearly, like, you know, honoring or something like that. And
her brother's like, hate you, dad.
Yeah.
And she's like, just be nice. Why can't you just be happy to see our dead dad drive 2 hours to see him?
Well, we didn't have to be with him long.
That's
so
true. Yes.
Immediately he meets his maker.
Whiny and he dies almost instantly. Yeah. So, kind of deserved it. I mean, he was being a little bit of a brat. So.
Yes, I think so. Like, they were both kind of, I don't know.
Yeah.
I didn't really like either character.
No, Barbara
was a little useless.
She's
Is
completely
that a
useless the entire movie, but insanely useless. Like, not useless. There's like a typical female horror protagonist who kind of runs around and screams and runs away from the monster. Like, maybe I'm thinking like Texas Chainsaw Massacre, where like the latter half of that movie is, spoiler alert for anyone who hasn't seen it, is this girl screaming while this family terrorizes her. But she escapes. I mean, she's running away, but she's fighting for her life. Barbara, who, I don't know if she was supposed to be, this might have been what threw me off the first time I saw it and why I still don't really love it to this day. I don't think she's supposed to be the main character, but she is a main character, and she does nothing.
She does nothing.
She spends
most
of the movie in
a
comatose state, being like, oh,
what do I do?
My brother is still alive. He's out there. And Dwayne Jones, like a boss, just smacks her around and is like, shut up. just stop.
I remember that scene and I was like, oh, he just, okay.
Oh, snap. Just smack her in the face. But frankly, she deserved it.
Yeah.
She was so annoying.
We all would have smacked Barbara.
Yeah. Barbara deserved a smack. I don't think anyone can disagree with that statement. But yeah, so it starts with them in the graveyard. What did you think of the zombie when he first appeared?
So immediately I was like, wow, he is, I guess it, what's interesting about the zombies is that they kind of have more of a brain than I would think a zombie would, right? Like in my head, I'm like, oh, zombies can't
think.
Yeah,
he kind of looks like a normal guy in just a dirty suit and he has bad teeth.
Yeah, just walking kind of slow. Yeah. Like, you know, but yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, he even like gives chase. Like it's like he's not like as lumbering. He's a little awkward, but his movements are almost very defined. Like, you know, like I said earlier, he picks up a rock. Like he's like trying to break into the car and then looks at a rock. He's like, aha, a rock.
Yeah, that will break a window. And it's like, wait, you're a zombie. Hold up. Like, you know, and it's interesting because this is like a definitive, like it started the genre and stuff like that.
Right.
But then you look at what the genre looks like now and they're definitely more mindless. Like when you know, they want to eat you and kill you and whatever. But they're not like, oh, let me get a rock because a rock can, you know, go through glass. And then if I get through glass, I can get the human. It's like, that's not how zombies think.
Yeah.
So that's really fascinating. I kind of like it. It kind of gives a little more.
It's
like,
funny. Well, it's funny. Not only the zombies devolve through the movies, while the female protagonists evolve throughout the movies. They get more and more capable as the trilogy goes on.
That's a good point. I didn't think about it that way.
It's like,
but that's
backwards. I don't know if that's a commentary on life. Zombies are getting dumber. Women are getting smarter.
Well.
Like I said, Night of the Living Dead, so much of it takes place in this house. Like, it's like they're just in the house. And Dwayne Jones' character, I don't remember his name. What's his name? Ben. So Dwayne Jones, technically, I guess Ben is the lead character in this movie. He takes action right away.
He's my favorite character.
Yeah, he is. Sure. I mean, he's the best character in the movie. He's likable. He's kind of an everyman. But he takes charge. He's trying to board up the house. He's trying to get Barbara like on his page. He's trying to be sympathetic to her at first. He's like, listen, I know it's tough and I know things are scary, but work with me. And Barbara is completely useless and is just like, I'm going to go sleep on the couch. And he's like, whatever.
Fine, I'll
just
go sleep. Yeah,
he's like, you just at least get me nails. And she does get him nails at least. But I felt like so much of this movie is just them nailing boards on the windows and the doors.
And then
like,
you have the couple that arrives.
Yeah.
The younger couple. And they
everyone's hiding in the basement. I think it turns out like it's like, oh, there were people in the basement. And Ben's like, wait a second. How come you didn't come up earlier? And they're like, well, the script didn't let us come up earlier. So sorry.
We were only paid for 40 minutes.
So and there's, of course, a lot of tension. You know, one of the guys, it's like a husband and wife and they have a daughter. And, you know, he's like, I'm in charge here. And Ben's like, look, you go be in charge of the basement, but up here I'm in charge. And I was like, Ben.
Yeah. As Uncle
Ben.
Be.
Yeah.
Because he was a boss.
Yeah. And he boarded up the whole house. He's like, you guys are going to like reap the rewards after I did all this hard work.
He was like pretty calm. Like, I have to say, I judge what's her name, Barbara, a lot for freaking out. But I'm like, you know, I don't know. Maybe I'd be a spazzy freak out too if this was happening and my brother just died. Like, I'm kind of harsh.
Would you shut down completely? Like, literally, she does nothing.
No.
I can't think of one useful thing she does in this movie.
Frantic.
She's annoyingly frantic, annoyingly comatose. Yeah. Everyone's like, because it's not like she has a character arc. Her character arc is I'm annoyed with my brother. Oh my God, something's trying to kill me. I'll just sit on the couch and say nothing and have random freak outs. And then she, like, at the very end, as the zombies are breaking into the house, she finally is like, no, I'm going to hold up the door. And then she sees her brother and she's like, and then it just pulls her in. It's like, okay, well, great.
Thanks.
You did nothing. Way to go. But so it, like I said, there's a good chunk of this movie that's kind of, for me, a little dull because it's like they're in the house, there's a zombie, they're gonna attack it, da da da. The moment where the movie starts to get interesting and dark is where the two kids, like the hot young couple, are like, we're gonna go get gasoline, and they go out together. Or was it gasoline? Was that what they were going to get?
I think so, because he spills it on the car.
Yeah, that's right. So they go out and get the gasoline and then the car blows up. And it's like, oh, I remember you were like, oh my God.
Yeah, I think it jolted me out of like, oh.
That was the first real, like, these characters that we like them. They're nice, they're young, and then they're dead.
Yeah, well, I think we had like a 10-minute montage of boarding up the house. So it's like they kept kind of doing this and this and this. And it's the same thing. And then all of a sudden, like, the guy, Tom, is like running outside to get gasoline. And he like spills it on the car.
And his girlfriend's like, wait, I'm going to come with you. And it was like, oh, they're all in it together.
And then the car just lights on fire.
And they keep driving.
Yeah, and they keep driving. And then the zombies go feed on their charred bodies.
As if it wasn't. It's like, oh, they blew up. And then the zombies come in and literally like close-ups of them just like stripping
just
flesh away.
On like charred flesh, and I was like, oh my God,
it's pretty good. These movies have like no shortage of disgusting human consumption scenes.
Well, it's interesting because I think, like I said, I like this one the best, but it, for me, it was like, you know, when it start, it had a good pacing. Like, it would start to feel a little slow, and it's like, we're gonna blow people up and we're gonna have zombies eat charred flesh, and then it would like get a little slow, and then something big would happen, and then it's been 90 minutes of the movie's over, because I think it was pretty short.
It was short. And what did you think of the ending where it's like everybody dies, then Ben survives like just by the skin of his teeth, and then he gets shot by the policeman.
I like it.
You like that?
Yeah. That's accurate.
It's fitting.
That's, I mean, I feel like that is how the movie should end.
It's a zombie apocalypse. I love how like casual the cop is about, because of course he didn't know, but it's just like, in the, as the audience, you're like, no, you're like, ugh.
I do.
Why? Because then the cop's like, all right, there's another one for the burn pile. Just go pick him up. And you're like,
yeah. And they
what?
Just throw Ben into the pile of bodies. Yeah, and then it just rolls credits. And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. It's
God.
Like this very like somber music.
Very somber.
Very like, it just rolls like credits that, over snapshots of them. Like, I think tearing apart the body or something. Like, it's
remember.
Like they have a meat hook or something.
Oh,
I felt like it
that.
Was like something really brutal like that. Maybe I'm just imagining it.
I just
remember
them throwing him in and then the burn pile or whatever.
Yeah.
Body pile.
So what was it about this that made this stand above the other two for you? And we'll talk about the other two, but like, why was this your pick? You're just on this, without comparing it to the other two, why do you pick this one? I guess that's impossible. Like, don't compare it to the other two, but why is this your favorite out of the three of them?
Well, I can say that I was least bored, if that gives you an indicator on what we're about to talk about.
No.
I'm sorry.
That's so interesting, because this movie is so
boring.
We
had a very different reaction to this movie. I was more engaged with this one than the other ones, and I guess we can talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate Night of the Living Dead, but I don't love it. So on a scale,
well, I don't love it either.
Okay,
it's a lukewarm, like, my experience has been kind of we'll get into it, but you know, I think it's my favorite of the three for sure.
Okay, so on a scale of 1 to 5, they're coming to get you, Barbara's, how many?
Like 3.5.
Okay, I would probably give it 3-2. Yeah. And a half to 3.
Yeah,
I know that's kind of sacrilege for like horror movie fans, for fans of Romero, but yeah, I'm not a huge fan.
Well, most
of
that has to
Dead.
Do with the fact that I really loved Ben's character.
Yeah,
like
Ben's,
he kind of made
but
the
Ben's
movie.
Ben's the
for
only
me a
character
bit.
I really like in this movie, and that's what the problem I think with Night of the Living Dead is I don't like anybody except for Ben. But even Ben, it's like he's not that compelling. He's just like, we got to survive, and it's like he just by doing anything, he's immediately the most likable character. He's immediately more interesting than Barbara, who does nothing. I just can't get over how annoying Barbara is. Without doing anything, she is like one of the most annoying characters I think in any movie I've ever seen. Not quite Jar Jar Binks level, but she is. I mean, there's something.
She'd be a good sidekick for him.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I mean, so maybe she'll balance out his extreme obnoxiousness. But okay, so let's move on to Dawn of the Dead.
Okay.
Now, Dawn of the Dead, I was the most excited to watch because I love Dawn of the Dead.
And Dawn of the Dead was the one that I saw Zack Snyder's version.
Yes, you saw Zack Snyder's version first. So what did you think of Dawn of the Dead as it started? You know, starts off in chaos in the newsroom. Were you? How did you feel as it, you know, first of all, it's in color, so it's a whole new world, and that color allows us to see like the most brutal, bloody, absurd.
Can we talk about
zombie
real quick, just the color of blood? I love it in these movies.
Yeah,
it's like this vibrant
fake,
orange.
Yeah,
red,
it's almost
fake.
Like neon.
Yeah, and just like all the spurting and it's just so good. Like, there's nothing that replaces, like, new horror's got nothing on this.
Dawn of the
it's
Dead
just so
has like the best zombie kills. That movie, yeah. it's almost like what's his name? Tom Savini, who did the makeup. He's like legendary makeup guy, obviously, for these movies. He also plays when the motorcycle gang breaks into the mall later on, he plays the lead motorcycle.
Oh, really?
Guy, isn't that cool?
Okay, that's neat.
So I almost feel like they were like, maybe we should make another zombie movie. And Tom Savini was like, well, look at all the cool stuff I came up with. And Romero was like, well, now we have to do it. Because this movie feels like they figured out a million new ways to kill zombies. And they're like, we have to do all of this.
Yeah.
Although I don't know if it's clear how much time has passed in the movie.
I feel like enough time, though, because you have to think the movie's set in like the military is aware of what's going on. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but like, it's like they're still panicking. Like it's like so the Night of the Living Dead, it's clear that zombies are an epidemic.
Yes.
There's news reports about them. People are freaking out. Dawn of the Dead is very clearly a 70s movie. It's very clearly 10 years later.
Yeah.
But it's hard to tell in terms of the movie timeline. Does it take place a few years later? Because it feels like they're still in the midst of panic. Like, it's not like society has collapsed. They're
kind of like midway there.
Yeah, it's like the movie opens with them like, but you know, they are able to go into a completely abandoned shopping mall, and the towns they visit are completely abandoned. So I was like, how close is this technically? Like, if we're looking at it in movie terms, because the thing about Night of the Living Dead is it's kind of dateless. It doesn't feel like pulled into the 60s other than the style of the filmmaking and the technique and the technology, but that's what I was wondering. I was like, wait a second, is this supposed to take place 10 years later, or was it just filmed 10 years later? I think it's supposed to be taking place pretty close in succession to
maybe
Night
a couple
years
dead. Yeah, 2-3 years, maybe something like that, because I don't think it's right after, but you're probably right. It's probably not the full 10 years or whatever.
But so you didn't love Dawn of the Dead?
No.
What was it about it that didn't appeal to you?
I don't know. It's tough because I just kind of wasn't. Do you ever just recognize like, oh, this is a decent movie, but I'm not drawn in?
Yeah,
like
I
couldn't get out of my head. I just kind of. I did love like the part where they're all just like, well, shoot, we're in a mall. Let's live
like a shopping spree.
And I'm like, yeah, I can relate to that. That's what I would do.
Did you like the soundtrack?
I mean, there are definitely great things in this movie. I just think overall I wasn't like really latched onto anybody's story, and I didn't really feel like I was like, I don't know.
Who was your favorite character of the four?
Before?
Was it the four characters?
Oh.
Was it the black guy again? Because he's kind of my favorite character.
Yeah, I feel like he was great.
Peter's his name.
Yeah.
So
I like Peter.
Ken Foray. I don't know. But yeah, Peter's probably my favorite character. I like
the bikers.
Yeah. I liked the four characters. They were like fine. Like it's like none of them are really designed in a way to get your sympathy. They're just kind of like they are what they are. And you like them just by association to the fact that they're like, oh, these are the humans that we're spending time with. I love that we spend the first like 10 minutes of the movie or 10-15 minutes of the movie. They go into this apartment complex and it's literally like heads exploding.
Yeah, that was great. It's a good way to start a movie.
Yeah, it was like pretty considering how like shoestring Night of the Living Dead's budget was. Dawn of the Dead almost immediately is like, we got a little bit more money, so we're going to blow things up. We've got machine guns. We've got people running in, busting heads. The gore is better. Like, it's just like, it's insane.
I mean, I love that it was set in a mall. Like, I think of this whole movie, that was my favorite thing, the setting.
Well,
just because it was fun.
Yeah, it's so iconic. Like, the setting is like, it's Dawn of the Dead. Like, that is what it's about. It's like they go to the mall, and I love the whole idea of like, what are they? Why are they here? What do they want? He's like, they don't know. Even they don't know what they want. They just know
great.
They
want
to be in here.
Yeah. And I was like, ah, oh, mindless Americans.
So that was
fun.
Yeah,
that was great.
So they escape. They get in the helicopter. They go to a place, I think, to get gas or something. But then the zombies attack and he has to shoot the children. He shoots kids.
Yeah.
And then Flyboy, who there's a running gag that he's not a very good shot. And Roger, or is that, no, not Roger, Peter gets mad at him and he's like, you don't shoot, gets really up in his face about it. But the best part about this whole scene is the zombie. I remember, like, Sarah, you have to pay attention to this, because the zombie gets up on the box and then the propeller chops off his head.
That was great.
It's amazing. Yeah, the effects in this movie are like some of the absolute best I've ever seen. And then they get to the mall and they kind of board it up, and it's very it's like got a lot of very classic. It's similar to Night of the Living Dead, where Night of the Living Dead, they spend a good chunk of the movie boarding up their fortress.
Yeah.
Except it's more interesting to me in Dawn of the Dead, because it's like it's just a way bigger space. In the midst of all this, they're fighting zombies and they're like running around a mall. It's just a more interesting setting than like a old house.
What's your favorite part of this movie?
Of Dawn of the Dead? Yeah. Man, I do love the ending when the motorcycle gang comes in and throws pies at the zombies' faces, and the guy sits in the blood pressure thing and gets his arm eaten off.
That was good.
That's a lot of fun. It's hard to pick a favorite part. I love the first 15 minutes or so when they go into that house and they're blasting everybody and it's ridiculous. I don't think I could pick. I guess the motorcycle stuff. But I do like the stuff of them trying to like live and have fun and
enjoy
montage
themselves. Was funny to me. Yeah. I was like, that's great. That's what I would do too.
I just love Dawn of the Dead. I love because it's like it is a full embracing of like it's a complete refinement and revolution of the zombie genre.
Yeah.
Or like the horror genre. It took the concept of zombies to a whole new place. So literally every single thing about it, it's a cop out to be like, I loved everything, but I did. I just loved the gore. I loved we're the last like survivors and we're trapping ourselves in this human mall. we're trapped in a mall, but we have access to everything we want. But even then they're kind of like miserable and then their space is invaded by these guys. So it's like, no matter the paradise they made for themselves, it still didn't hold up. And then so half the people die. The first guy to go is Roger, I believe. And then later on, I can't even get their names right. It's so hard to remember their names. Steven, Flyboy.
Yeah.
Steven gets turned into a zombie
at the very
and
end.
I loved him turning into a zombie because he's so committed to it and he's so good, and then they escape, and I love the part where you think he's gonna die, he's gonna just kill himself, and then I remember you have to describe to the audience what your reaction was in
those
final minutes. I will describe it, audience, don't you worry, I remember all of it.
I remember
Sarah's
you
watching
made a big deal of it, but I
thought it was so funny because I know what happens. Sarah's really upset because he helps Francine leave, and she's like, and Sarah's watching this and she's like, he's just gonna stay there, what a moron, he's just gonna let her leave, he's gonna die, why is he gonna die, I don't understand. And I'm like, Sarah, he's giving up, he doesn't want to live anymore, he doesn't want to be in this world. And Sarah's like, this is so stupid, I don't want to, this is dumb, why would you give up? And so he goes off to the corner and he's getting ready to shoot himself, and Sarah's like, this is stupid, he's just giving up. And I'm like, well, Sarah, he just doesn't want to be a part of this world. And then the music gets off, he like has a moment, it's like dun 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 dun, dun, and he starts shooting. Yep. He's like, no, I'm gonna live, and he starts shooting. And then Sarah, who I thought was gonna be thrilled, is like, why is he living? Why is he shooting everybody? Why is he running out? What? It's like, Sarah, you can't be happy. I was like, look, he decided it's worth living, and he's gonna go. And it was just so funny because you're literally screaming at the TV, just going, what's going on? I don't like this. Why is he living? I thought he was gonna die. And I was like, Sarah, you thought he was gonna die and you were upset about it. Now he's gonna live and you're upset about it. And literally as you're screaming, they fly off in the helicopter, and then it just cuts to dun 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 in the end credits, and you're like, I hate this.
Yeah.
This is so
funny. I just wasn't into it, okay?
It's okay. You know, I said it in the beginning of this episode. I wasn't into Dawn of the Dead the first time I saw it, but you know what? We're going to watch it again right now, and you're going to love it so much more.
Listen, I wanted to love all of these movies. I'm having an internal struggle, and you asked me why, and I can't tell you other than I felt kind of bored. And I know that's like...
You felt bored when zombies' heads were getting chopped off by propellers?
I know, and I know that's such a cop-out. Like, I know I suck, okay? I get it.
Oh, my God.
I want to come up with, like, a better reason, but I was just kind of like, That's just how I felt.
I'm telling you, you haven't lived until you've lived in a shopping mall with zombies all around you.
Let's talk about the last one, because there's something I loved.
Well, wait.
what's your ranking for, or not ranking, what's your rating, Dawn of the Dead? How many exploding zombie heads do you give Dawn of the Dead on a scale of 1 to 5?
1.5.
1.5. Oh my God. I give this a 5. Dawn of the Dead. It's a classic. God. I love this movie. Don't listen
to my
wife.
We'll fight about it later.
Okay. Now, okay. So Day of the Dead. Yes. So now this is the one neither of us have seen.
Yeah.
I was really excited to watch this, but I'll let you tell us first what you thought.
I liked this movie. Okay, so there were a lot of things that I, again, was kind of like, I'm a little bored. I'm not really feeling it. But then there was one storyline that I, like, really liked a lot.
Bub?
Yes, Bub and Dr. Logan.
Yeah.
I'm like, can I just watch the Bub and Dr. Logan show? Like, I don't care about any of these movies, but give me, like, 10 seasons
of
Bub and Dr.
Do you think your love for Bub has anything to do with your love for Lil Bub?
Lil Bub the cat.
Yes.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I think, you know, honestly, I think out of the three, Day of the Dead is the most interesting. It's like got a lot of interesting ideas, very somber, very disturbing.
Well, the zombies have overrun the world at this point.
Yeah.
So I think that's really fascinating because
it was really depressing, and it's very like, you know, there's obvious protagonists and antagonists, but for a little while, it's just like everybody just hates each other. And there's it felt like it went on forever, but it was like a 10-15 minute scene of just people just yelling at each other. Like they're having a meeting and everyone's like, I hate you and screw you and you're not pulling your weight and I hate you and you're not getting anything done and you're not getting anything done and don't you leave. It's just like everyone is screaming at each other. And it was just like, oh my God.
Well, I think in this movie, I think it's really interesting because you're seeing, it's not like, oh, zombies are bad guys, humans are good guys. It's like you see a lot of really crappy humans.
This is the first one where you
really
feel like,
crappy humans.
You feel like, oh, the humans need to go.
Yeah, you're like, oh, okay, go on, Bub.
Yeah.
you have your snacks.
Yes.
Because I was totally rooting for the zombie. I mean, I feel like everyone probably was at the end, maybe.
I think that was the point. Yeah. Like, I think Romero was trying to shift sympathy. It reminds me so much of Planet of the Apes.
Yes.
Where it's like your sympathy switches, specifically the new trilogy. You're not that you ever didn't love the apes more than the humans, but there's a definite switch from like, oh, humans are like, you know, they're humans and they're apes, to like, oh, I want the apes to survive and I don't care about
the
humans.
Well, you just get an understanding and like a sympathy a little bit. And I think it sucked for me because I'm like watching, like, we're on the third movie and I'm like, oh my gosh, why am I not liking any of these? And then I finally like, I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing. And it happens in the freaking end of the movie and then that's it. And I'm like,
Bub's throughout the whole movie.
No, but like the stuff that happens with Bub at the end.
Oh, you mean when he escapes?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that
was great.
And I just like, I'm like, well, wait, that's it? Like, I got so excited about that storyline and I got emotional. I think I teared up. Like, I was like, oh my God.
It was so funny because the horrible Colonel.
Ugh.
Rhodes? Is that his name?
I don't know, but
he
had to go.
So awful.
Terrible human.
And so the whole time you're just waiting for him to bite it, and he bites it in the worst possible way, and then Bub salutes him.
Yes.
As he dies.
And I think you and I were like, yes.
I know, we're like, go Bub.
We were so just on team Bub.
That was such a great another great death. They just rip apart his body. You know, apparently so those were like cow guts that they, I think, had accidentally left out.
Ugh.
So they smelled really bad. So he like literally, like, you know, they're ripping apart the stuff and he's just in the scene and he's like I couldn't, the smell hit my nose. He's like, as soon as they yelled cut, I was like,
you,
and they have footage,
like,
of him
up.
Well, not like throwing up, but like I think he did, but they have footage of them like cut, and he just has this look on his face like, oh, get me out of here. Get me out of here now.
I can't believe he even powered through that. I'd be like retching.
But so again, the makeup effects in this movie are once more another tier above Dawn of the Dead. It just looks amazing. The zombies look so much better. The gore effects look so much better. So much more brutal. Like the ripping into the flesh and biting out the throats. It just looks so.
It kind of reminds me the jump. You're going to have to remind me, but the Planet of the Apes movies, when we went through all of those, when there was that really dark one that was insanely
violent.
Yeah, that's how I felt this was. It was like the conquest of the three because it was like so. I mean, the others had definitely been violent, but this one, I was just like, holy
it's very
crap.
Brutal because it's like, it's brutal, but
really
it's also
brutal.
Like there isn't a lot of reprieve from it. Like, there's not a whole lot of humor in it.
No.
It's a little zany. Like, the characters are very exaggerated, with the exception of, like, our protagonist. But even they, like, there's a guy with a, like, thick Jamaican accent.
Yeah.
And a guy with a weird Irish accent. And I honestly couldn't tell if they were real or fake because they're so exaggerated. But then you have, for the first time in the series, in Dawn of the Dead, Francine, she was a little capable. Like, she wasn't as, like, she's nowhere. Barbara's like a whole other level of annoying.
She was definitely pulling her
exactly.
weight.
Exactly. She's like pulling her weight. She's like, I'm pregnant, but I don't want to be useless. I want to learn how to fly a plane. I want to learn how to shoot. And in this one, we have Sarah, who's the main character, who is dating that Indian guy who is like basically the Barbara character in this movie, where he's like, the whole time he's like, I hate everything, man. I'm like, are you two together? Because Sarah, you could do so much better.
I think I was actually confused about who she was with. Yeah, and like halfway through the movie, I was like, wait, which one's her boyfriend?
Yeah, like, well, they were like, oh, confused. Yeah, he's giving it to her and all that stuff. Yeah. But it was like him? Like, he's so obnoxious. And
I
she's
thought
so like
the other guy.
Yeah, she's very like cool and collected. And he's like, the whole time, he's like, I don't want it. He whines and he even lets all the zombies in. He lets them chew off his arm and like they all come down and like kill everybody. But Sarah is like the most capable female character of this entire trilogy. Like, she's like a BAMF. She gets stuff done. She isn't pushed around. I wonder how much of that was like a comment, like, or not a commentary, but like a reaction to the fact that Barbara was so worthless in the first one.
Maybe. I mean, she was like one of the only two people, or were there three at the end that survived?
Yeah.
And again, what's with the helicopters?
No, that's like, the only way you can get around. You can't drive.
I think I even said aloud, I'm like, oh, they're escaping another helicopter. Yeah. Interesting. Probably because we watched it like back to back. Yeah. But I was like, oh, okay.
Well, you know what's funny? So this movie was originally supposed to be like a huge epic finale. Like, it was going to have the underground stuff, but there was going to be like tons of like different locations and explosions and battles and tanks and da da da. And it was like the most epic zombie movie to end all zombie movies.
Yeah.
But when Romero was talking to financiers, he realized nobody wanted to invest in a movie. Nobody wanted to invest a huge amount of money in a movie that wasn't going to be rated, because this movie was so violent. Being not rated was essentially the death sentence. Like, you weren't going to make any money. So he had to make it R. He had to make it cheap.
Interesting.
Not rated R, but he had to make it cheap so that they could just make the movie at all and hopefully make their money back. And they did make their money back, but a lot of people at the time didn't like the movie because it was so...
Is there a director's cut?
No, this is it. They didn't film any of that. He wrote an epic script, and then when he realized it just wasn't feasible...
They couldn't do it.
Yeah, but it was like, man, I would love to see an epic zombie movie. I wonder if Land of the Dead is anything like that. But yeah, I really enjoyed it. I really wanted it to pretty much be what it was. It was even more depressing than I thought it was, but it was also fun. I mean, the effects were great, and I really loved Bub. I thought Bub was such a great character, such a lovable character, and very interesting. Like, I mean, it was the most intriguing of the three because it presented some very intriguing ideas without kind of the color. The Night of the Living Dead isn't colorful. Literally, it's not. It's in black and white, but it's got the horror elements and the sensational elements in that way. Day of the Dead has the gore elements, but it doesn't feel as like sensational. It feels very like sick in a way, like kind of like, ugh, life is gonna suck if we get taken over by zombies.
I mean, all these are pretty depressing.
This is the only one where
there's a happier ending.
Yeah, bad guys lose, the good guys get away.
They get to retire on a beach.
They get to retire on a beach. You know, who knows what life has in store for them, but Bub survives.
Yeah.
You know, Bub's a whole new evolution of zombies, maybe. They're all going
to
be happy.
I wish Bub would have gone with them to the island. And then he could help raise the baby.
The baby?
Yeah.
What baby?
Her baby.
Does she have a baby? I think you're mixing up the second and the third movie.
Just cut all this.
Totally
these movies.
Oh, so a third one. How many Bubs would you give it on a scale of 1 to 5?
Like 2.
Okay.
Yeah. Two Bubs. If I was rating Bub, I'd give Bub 5.
Bub gets 5. Yeah. Absolutely. I would say three and a half, maybe. 3.5 out of 5.
Yeah.
Maybe 4. I really liked it a lot. I think I'll continue to enjoy watching it, and I'll continue to enjoy forcing you to watch
them. I feel like I do need to watch these again. Not right now. Maybe next Halloween. But I do, I don't know. I know that you kind of had a similar, like, I don't know, about the first one when you saw it.
Well,
so
the first
like, maybe
one
I still
don't really like, but Dawn of the Dead was the one that won me over later on.
So maybe I'm just a lost cause if I didn't really.
No, I'd say keep watching it until you like it. That always works. Yes, yeah, when you don't like something, just keep forcing yourself to watch it.
Do you know anything about the fourth movie?
I don't know anything.
Like,
I think we should watch it.
Do we get to see more, like, because I'm like, hey, if it's about like the zombies that are kind of like they have feelings,
a little bit
and
smarter.
Stuff, yeah, like I'm
know.
Into that. I like that a lot.
It'd be really cool. You know, not a lot of people talk about it, which is
it's probably
maybe
it's
not a
the
good
best
thing.
One. I'm making that
be.
Claim
I,
right now.
I bet. But I would love to watch it. It's a shame we didn't get to watch it for this episode, but we'll go watch
maybe
it.
Maybe we'll do a mini-sode.
Yeah, mini-sode, and we'll follow up with Land of the Dead.
Just me complaining
about
another
how,
one.
Yeah, how much you didn't like it. But yeah, so I... Well, there you go. That's it. That's how you felt. That's how I felt. I think it's great. I love Dawn of the Dead. I really enjoyed Day of the Dead, and I think Night of the Dead, Living Dead is like I appreciate it more than I enjoy it. So I would rank them 2, 3, 1.
And I would go 1, 2, 3.
Bub doesn't make 3
no,
above 2.
You're right. 1, 3, 2.
Okay.
And that's strictly only because of Bub and Dr. Logan and their beautiful relationship.
It's true. It's a very moving, touching thing.
It is.
So, well, that's
R.I.P.
That R.I.P. So that's that. And we would love to hear your thoughts. Which is your favorite? I'm going to put a poll. I should put a poll on the Nerd Party's Twitter.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that. Vote for your favorite Romero. I'll even include Land of the Dead in there just for kicks and giggles, even though we didn't watch it. What's your favorite Night of the Living Dead movie? Do you like Dawn of the Dead the most? Do you like Night of the Living Dead the most? Do you not like any of them?
Yeah,
is
do you
Sarah,
think they're all boring?
Yeah, is
Am
Sarah
I alone?
Preaching to the choir?
Yeah.
Or are you smart and in the right,
okay,
like
now.
Me?
Okay, now.
And you love these movies. But we want to hear from you. I'm at Yeshonderman on Twitter.
And I'm with Love Alone on Twitter.
And follow the Nerd Party at Join Nerd Party. I know I should have tagged everybody at the start of the show, but the Nerd Party has got so many great shows that you should be checking out. All things geek. This is focused on movies and stuff, but you've got things about Star Trek, Star Wars, filmmakers involved with like these things, all sorts of amazing shows. I highly recommend them. Keep in touch with the Nerd Party. You can go to thenerdparty.com. You can subscribe to all our shows on iTunes. You can also like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Do all of the above. And thank you for tuning in once again. Sarah, thank you so much for watching these movies that you hated with me. I appreciate you subjecting yourself to them for my benefit. And we will catch you all later.